Welcome to the Talking People podcast. Today we are going to learn to talk about a past event. We're going to use a biography. Biographies are perfect to practice the past tenses. Okay? This episode has two parts. In the first part, I'm going to tell you about Lenora Carrington, an artist. In the second part, I'm going to describe one of her paintings. This means that in the first part, I'm going to use the pasts. And in the second part, I'm going to use the presents. Try to see if you notice, okay? First part, Lenora Carrington's biography. Lenora Carrington was born on the 6th of April, 1917. She was born in Lancashire, in the northwest of England, the United Kingdom, or the UK. Her father was a wealthy textile tycoon. Her mother was Irish, and she told Lenora a lot of stories, Irish tales, for instance. Carrington also had a nanny who told her Gaelic tales. Lenora Carrington was expelled from several schools. Teachers thought she was disobedient. Lenora wanted to become an artist. Her father didn't want her to be an artist, but her mother agreed with her daughter. Eventually, her parents finally sent her to Florence in Italy. After that, she continued studying art in England. The young Lenora Carrington saw her first surrealist painting in Paris when she was 10, and she met a lot of artists there. In 1936, she visited an art exhibition in London by surrealist painters. She loved surrealism. Then, in 1937, when she was 20, she met Max Ernst, a famous surrealist painter, at a party in London. They fell in love, and she ran away with him to Paris. During the Second World War, the Gestapo in occupied France arrested Max Ernst. He was taken to a concentration camp. Lenora was really worried. Peggy Guggenheim, his former wife, saved Max Ernst. Peggy loved him very much, and she also loved art and helped artists. Lenora Carrington managed to get to Spain. In Madrid, she had a nervous breakdown, and she was taken to an institution in Santander, in the north of Spain. An institution is a mental hospital. She felt very miserable in that place. Her nanny came to rescue her by submarine. After that, she traveled to Portugal, where she married a Mexican friend who was a diplomat. After that, they flew to Mexico and they separated. One day, the artist met another artist and married him. They had two children. Lenora Carrington lived and worked in Mexico for the rest of her life. She worked on surrealist drawings and paintings, but also on surrealist stories. She wrote in English, French, and Spanish. She loved animals, and she was curious about zoetourism. She did not come back to Europe to live, but she spent time in Chicago and in New York City, in the United States. She died recently, in 2011, when she was 94 years old. This makes me very sad, anyway. I appreciate artists very much, especially artists as courageous and free as Lenora Carrington. Well, as you can see, her life was very interesting. Oh my, I forgot to say something. A dear friend of hers, of Leonora's, was Remedios Varo, a Spanish painter, a loyalist. She was republicana. Varo also moved to Paris and then to Mexico during the Nazi occupation of France. Well, here is what I wanted to say. In some art books, their works are sometimes mixed up. I think both had a laugh with this. Okay then, now some pronunciation practice, and then I will describe a picture. Artists, artists. Also the ed ending, the pasts, okay? You have to practice them well. Wanted, wanted. Continued, ud. Continued, continued. Visited, visited. Loved, loved. A D, D, or a T if you can't. Loved, okay? Loved. Helped, helped. A T. Helped, helped. Married, married. Like worried, worried. Separated, separated. Managed, ch-t, managed, managed. Arrested, arrested. Traveled with a D. Traveled, traveled with a D. If you can't, do a T. Traveled, traveled. Worked, worked. Worked, worked, and died, died, lived, lived, lived is with a D, but you can say T, lived, lived, and died, died, died is a D, died, loved, loved is a D, D, loved, but you can say loved, with a T. It's okay. Loved. Remember, was born, for nacer. It's two words in English. And practice the pronunciation of sixth, 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 the ordinal. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. Okay? Oh, and the irregular plurals, like thought, to think, and the past, thought. And practice surrealist, surrealist, and surrealism, surrealism, ism, ism. Exhibition. Exhibition is exposición. Second part, describing a picture. I'm going to describe one of Leonora Carrington's pictures. Leonora Carrington, a surrealist artist, painted this picture in 1937 or 1938. It's called Self-Portrait. You can find this picture in the Met. The Met is the Metropolitan Art Museum in New York City. The artist painted this picture when she was living with Marx Ernst in the south of France, about 1 year before the outbreak of the Second World War. Well, this introduction is in the past, because I speak about past events. I speak about things that happened in the past. But now I'm going to describe the picture using the present. In this picture, you can see a young woman, the artist, in an empty house. The floor is red and the walls are white. The woman is wearing a brown t-shirt and an olive green jacket. She is wearing white pants, or trousers for the British, okay? And she's wearing Victorian buttoned boots. Victorian buttoned boots. Or we can say she is wearing a pair of white pants and a pair of Victorian buttoned boots. In contrast with the boots, her hair is long and dark, and it looks wild. There is a hyena just opposite the artist, and I think they are having a conversation. But the hyena is now looking at us, like Leonora. Both of them are looking at us. Can you feel it? Hyenas symbolized the sexual self for the artist. Behind the woman, there is a flying rocking horse. The horse is white and it is broken. It has no hair. I mean, it doesn't have a mane or a tail. In British English, it hasn't got a mane or a tail. There is a window too. It has yellow drapes. Drapes are curtains, like in the theater. I think it is a window, but I'm not sure. It could be a mural. Anyway, outside you can see another white horse, but this horse is alive. And it is galloping. Horses symbolized Leonora's spiritual self. Well, that's it. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.